and welcome to Run the Table. I'm your host, Bryce Tinson. Obert, how you doing?
Very good. Excited for the NBA playoffs. I think one of the better NBA playoffs in a long time.
I would agree with you, but before we get into that, I just want to get your quick thoughts on the Masters. We did have those happen this weekend. A lot happened.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk through your final thoughts?
Yeah. I'm not a John Rahm guy. I think he's a bit overrated. I still kind of do. I mean, I think we kind of have the impression that, you know, he's this young gun who's just going to win everything the rest of his career because he's had a, you know, few good years. But listen, he's 28 years old. He's won two majors. That's fine. But I mean, you know, for the rest of his career, is he Tiger? Absolutely not. I mean, does he have the chance to dominate the sport? I mean, listen, Jordan Spieth 29, he has three majors, so I don't know. I think there's kind of that conception that, like, you know, Jordan's a million years older and John Rahm, he's 1 year older, all right? And he's got one more major. And, you know, and it is what it is, but I just think that, you know, as far as John Rahm is concerned, it's like, is he going to be the next Tiger? Who's going to be the next Tiger? He'd be lucky to be the next Nick Faldo and win six, or the next Phil and win six. No player is going to be the next Tiger. I think the conversation will be... maybe the conversation will be who in this generation will be the next, you know, Nick Faldo or Phil. And, you know, I think John Rahm has a chance to do that, but I think more than likely I see him winning four his entire career, maybe. You know, no disrespect, but that's how I see it. I did think he played very well. I think he kind of got, you know, a little bit bailed out that Brooks Koepka couldn't apply any pressure. That I'm sure that helped, but was he the best player this week? Far and away, yes. It wasn't even close. So, good week for John Rahm. Extremely impressed with what Phil Mickelson did. Regardless of your thoughts on Liv, you gotta, you know, give it up to the guy. He played, you know, arguably, considering his age, the best anybody, or was the biggest surprise, I guess, played better than expectations, more so than ever, anybody. So very impressed with Phil, and I think that was probably the two big takeaways. But yeah, John Rahm gets another major under his belt. I felt like this was probably the first week where he really felt like the best player in a major every single step of the way, which is rare. You know, typically it's like you'll have a guy kind of struggle and then he'll play well. No, he was pretty much the best player every single step of the way, even, you know, the double bogey on the first hole. So props to John Rahm. He dominated the Masters, even had the bad weather go with the, I think it was late. And still won this Masters by four strokes. So props to John Rahm, dominated, and I think he'll be a very good player going forward. Not Tiger Woods, not anything close, but I do think he will be one of the best players from this generation.
Now that we got our little tea time out of the way, we're going to get into the NBA playoffs. So I have to address the elephant in the room real quick. The Mavs didn't make the playoffs. I had picked them to
win the NBA Finals.
Go to the NBA Finals.
Whoa.
Hold on. After the trade deadline. Yeah, hand up. I didn't think that adding Kyrie Irving would make this team worse than it previously was. I think they won six of their last, like, 25 games after the trade deadline. I didn't see that coming. Hand up. That's on me. I should have seen that. I should have had the foresight to know that was coming. With that being said, let's get into the teams that actually made the play-in. We'll see which teams actually make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Tuesday, I think, is when it starts. Tuesday.
Yeah, but when will we find out who the... Thursday?
Thursday, I guess. Or maybe even Friday.
Thursday, because the play-in is stupid, and I will never not think so. Although this year, at least in the West, all things considered, it's probably the best year to have it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a shame that they're, you know, letting 20 teams play postseason.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Okay, so we're going to start with the plan. We'll start out in the West. We're going to go...
Where Jaw is fine.
Jaw's completely fine out in the West, guys.
Jaw's fine in the West.
We're going to start, I don't know what the first game is, but we're going to start with the 10-9 matchup of the Thunder and Pelicans. Obert, I know preseason you were really high on the Pelicans. Zion hasn't been healthy.
Right.
Obviously, that was contingent on Zion being able to play.
That was the big thing, was that Zion would be totally healthy, and when he was, they were, I think...
They were really good.
Top three seed.
Because that was early on in the season, right?
Yeah, top three seed in the West, and, you know, it was through the All-Star break, at least. I think they were even top five seed. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look, but, you know, I think this was still... I still believe that this is a team that you know, probably finishes in that area. But as it is, Zion didn't play. It's on me. You know, I just thought, like, how he was setting up in the off season. He just seemed so determined to kind of, like, I don't know. It just, like, yeah. like stop all the rumors, you know, and just, yeah. like, oh, that just he doesn't play. And I thought this would be a regular season where we see him play, like, 80 of 82. No. and because of that, the Pelicans kind of were what they were last year, you know, hovering around the 8 seed, hovering around 500. And I do think they beat the Thunder. I think Thunder is a solid team. But, you know, I think the Pelicans probably have a few more options and scoring options they can go to. And I feel like have enough role players, guys who can do specific things, Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, Brendan Ingram, that will kind of carry them over the yeah. top in this game against a really inexperienced team.
Well, and there's something to be said about having a guy like B.I. too, because he can go and he's a bucket, right? And yeah. Same with C.J. Like, those guys can still, you know, they might not win it all, but they can, you know, they can win you one game. So Mike also gave us his postseason predictions. He's got the Pelicans also winning this game. As for me, I'm going to go with the OKC Thunder. I think that, you know, given one game, with Chet coming back, now I don't know if that's true or not. How crazy would that be?
Awesome.
But there is rumors that he might be back for the playoffs. That he was listed that's as insane. Questionable on the injury report last week. So we'll see. I think that would be a huge help. He'll probably play like 18 minutes, but you know those 18 minutes are going to be big for the Thunder. With that even being said, I think that you know one game. I think that SGA is going to go nuclear. He's going to go for like 45 points, and he's going to put the team on his back in a win-or-go-home situation, and the OKC Thunder are going to be moving on to play in the, I guess, the
8-9
game, even though it's not really the 8-9 game.
8-10 game.
they're going to be moving on to play in that game. And so, speaking of which, they will be playing the loser of the Lakers-Timberwolves. Who is that team for you?
The Timberwolves. I have the Lakers winning this game. LeBron, Anthony Davis, post Russell Westbrook trade. And, you know, Russell Westbrook, I think, has proved a little bit with the Clippers that, like, he's still, like, fine. He's still, like, a fine player. But it
Russell
wasn't
Westbrook
the right...
is fine in the West.
But it wasn't the right fit with the Lakers. And I think their improvements more have to do with the pickups that they made, which they did, I thought, a really good job of with Rui Hachimura. And, you know, just added more scoring, more defense. And I think they've been a much better team. And because of that, you know, I think the record 17-8 post the trade deadline or something like that. I have them over the Timberwolves fairly easily. Team without Rudy Gobert for at least that game. I got some questions about, you know, how likely the Timberwolves even compete in that game.
So here's the funny thing.
Especially at the crit.
yeah. You mean Staples Center. I'm going to give you Mike's pick real quick. Mike's got the Lakers winning. This one doesn't. He gets into his reasoning when we get into the actual series. For me, I just saw a tweet before we started recording. It was the Timberwolves winning percentage with Rudy Gobert and the Timberwolves winning percentage without Rudy Gobert. Do you want to guess what it is without Rudy Gobert on the floor?
I don't know. I'll say 60%.
66%.
God,
66%
wow.
They win without Rudy Gobert. They win 38% of the time when Rudy Gobert's out there.
That's not good.
So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe the whole situation with Ryan Anderson and
Kyle Anderson
and Ryan Anderson Birdman, right?
I think he was the sharpshooter with like the Pelicans, maybe.
No, he was. So maybe the situation with Kyle Anderson and Rudy Gobert is a good thing because Rudy Gobert will not be playing in this game. With that being said, I'm still taking the Lakers. They're the much better team, much more complete. They've been here before. Although I should say Timberwolves are playing champs, right?
Yep.
Right? But they don't have Pat Bev anymore.
No.
I don't know if they can win a playing game without Pat Bev. So with that being said, Lakers go on. They're the 7th seed. They play the Grizzlies. All three of us had that. And then you and Mike have Pelicans, T-Wolves. I have Thunder, T-Wolves. What do you got in that one?
I have the T-Wolves. As much as I like the Pelicans, the T-Wolves were my preseason Western Conference champion prediction, so I'm not going to have them bounce before they even get to the playoffs. That would be embarrassing. Don't really have any other reason for that. I think the Pelicans might be a better team, but hey, sorry. And also, we did just see this game. Pelicans won in the regular season to get home court for this game, if it comes to it, I guess.
Well, they wouldn't have home court because the Timberwolves are the 8 seed.
Yeah. Did I mess that up?
Oh, I think you might have messed that up.
Okay. But yeah, the Timberwolves won this game. I'm taking the Timberwolves, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was, maybe I misheard you.
Yeah. The Timberwolves have home court, so and like I said, just saw this game. Timberwolves won. I think the same holds true. Should be a close game. I'm still taking the Timberwolves.
Mike also has the Timberwolves winning. As for me, I've got the OKC Thunder upsetting the Timberwolves. I think that the inexperience on the Timberwolves side, yes, the Thunder are just as inexperienced, but there's also some locker room issues. And I think that rears its ugly head. And the Thunder, somehow, some way, as the 10 seed, find themselves playing the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs. Now that we got the play-in out of the way.
East.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, so let's go to the East now. You want to start with the 9-10 of that one, which would be Bulls-Raptors.
Yeah, I'm taking the Raptors. Fear of the North, I guess. But, hey, there is something to be said that they play really well at home during this sort of time of season. And I think that holds true against a pretty lukewarm Bulls team. I mean, this is not... Listen, these 9-10 games are not inspiring matchups, but I'll take the Raptors.
They're not must-see TV. It's not appointment TV. It's turn it on and maybe watch it for a little bit while you're doing something else. Yeah. Me and Mike both also have the Raptors winning this game. I believe neither one of us is very confident in the Bulls' ability to win. They're just not that. They're not very lackluster. Good.
Right. Very okay. Disappointing season.
Now the 7-8. The Heat Hawks kind of feels disrespectful to Heat that they're clumped in this play-in, but. What are you taking?
I am taking the Heat. I think that, you know, I don't know. Trae Young could play really well in this game. You know, DeJounte Murray could play well, and, you know, the Hawks could win. But I just think the Heat will kind of buckle down, just be like, all right, we're playing better basketball, especially lately. Let's, you know, just take care of business in this one and move on. And I think they will.
And Mike would agree. Actually, no, Mike doesn't agree. Mike has the Hawks.
I like it.
Winning this one. So that's interesting. I would agree with you. Ice Trey is going to be ice cold in this one. I think the Heat are just the better team. More complete, play better defense. They're the 7 seed for a reason. They shouldn't have to prove themselves against an inferior team, but they will. So that means you have the same as I do, right? You have Raptors Hawks.
Yes. I have the Raptors over the Hawks. I think that as good as, you know, Trae Young is in the play-in and, you know, played really well last year, I think Nick Nurse has something up his sleeve and the Raptors pull one out.
So this is crazy. Mike's got the Raptors over the Heat. Wow. So he doesn't even have the Heat making the playoffs.
God, Michael is a Heat hater. So
I do have the Heat, or excuse me, the Raptors beating the Hawks, the same as you. I just don't believe in the Hawks.
Yeah. The failed experiment.
It feels like we do this a little too often. We take a bunch of ball dominant guards that also like to pass the ball and try to figure it out.
What they were going for was like, all right, how can we pair? Who's the best defender at that position? It was probably DeJounte Murray, but the problem is it's like offensively probably didn't work. That's kind of what got
him. Also, Trae Young is about as minus a defender as you get.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that means. Mike has
Raptors and Hawks.
The Raptors and the Hawks making it. So he's got Bucks, Raptors, which I believe is the same as both of us. So that doesn't change. But he's got Celtics, Hawks. That is certainly something. Okay, we're gonna go back to the West. We're gonna go. We're gonna start with our 1-8. So we got. I got Nuggets Thunder. You've got Nuggets T Wolves.
Yep.
And Mike has Nuggets T Wolves as well.
At this point, I think the T Wolves are playing a little bit better, but. And honestly, I am not a huge believer in these Nuggets, even though they are the one seed. So I'm taking the Nuggets over the T-Wolves in six. I think it'll be a little bit closer because I do think the T-Wolves are playing a little bit better. And, you know, they looked really good last year in the first round, playing a much better Grizzlies team. I think something similar will happen. Karl Anthony Towns, you know, just goes off and scrapes out a couple of wins against a team that isn't much more talented than the Timberwolves. So, you know, maybe it's a situation where the Timberwolves win a couple of home games and make this series sort of competitive. But in the end, I don't think they have enough to get it done. Kind of same place they were last year.
Mike's going to break out the brooms. Nuggets in four. Wow. That's his reasoning. I've got the Nuggets winning, but I got them winning in five. I do think OKC is able to steal a game, probably at home. I just think the playoff inexperience is going to catch up to them at some point. And while they're a fun team in the play-in to root for with all that youth, it's going to come back and bite them in this first round. I do think that, you know, we can have another SGA explosion game. I think Josh Giddey. I think Jalen Williams. I think it's just a really good young core that they have a lot to look forward to. Maybe Chet comes back for this series and they make it a little more competitive. You know, it says five, but a couple of the games were close. Maybe it's something like that because I agree with you. The Knicks don't impress me that much.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I do have them winning in five. Next game, Suns Clippers. We all have this one. We don't have a choice.
Yeah. Four against five, yep. I think.
Suns are the four, Clippers are the five.
Suns I'm taking in six. Obviously, with Kevin Durant, I think they're probably, you know, most talented team in professional basketball right now. Just a ton of good players. I think Kevin Durant, you know, typically hasn't really had a ton of problems in the first round, to the best of my knowledge. And I think with the Clippers, the reason why it's close, I think, you know, Kawhi Leonard reminds me of Brooks Koepka in golf. Doesn't say much, very quiet, but as soon as those majors, you know, roll around, in this case, the playoffs, just turns it into an absolute beast. And because of that, I think that, you know, he helps kind of get this a little bit closer. Still a really good Clippers team, a lot of really good players, but I just don't know if, you know, a team that already don't really know how they gel, kind of a bit older, competes with a team that looks to be as solidly put together like the Suns as any in the NBA.
Mike's also got the Suns in six. Got to read what he has here. He said PG 13% does what he does best, even if he plays, or if he even plays. So Mike is not mincing any words there, talking about the Suns Clippers series. I also have the Suns in six. Like you, I do think that Kawhi Leonard wills his team to a victory or two. I do think it's a close series throughout. I just think that the Clippers kind of match up well. If PG does play, you talk about the defensive style. Do they have Pat Bev? No, they have Russell. They have Russell Westbrook. Yeah. I think he matches up really well against Chris Paul, just because Chris Paul is, you know, a little old and slow. So I think that having that explosion offensively, I think that the Clippers could pose some serious problems for the Suns. The only problem is Kevin Durant. He's only played in 47 games, yes. He's just coming off the best statistical mid-range shooting season we've ever seen. He hit mid-range jumpers at 60%. He is on another level right now. And you just give him more options where if you want to focus on KD, find Devin Booker or DeAndre Ayton or Chris Paul is going to beat you. I just think it's going to be tough, even with the defensive versatility of the Clippers. So I'm going to go Suns in six. 3-6 now. The Kings versus the Warriors. You know, if you said this preseason, people probably wouldn't look at you too funny if you said Warriors versus Kings. But now that you flip it and the Kings have the home court, it's like, now, son, hold on a second. Over what you got though?
I've got Kings in seven. I'm a big believer in this Kings team. I think the starting five is really good. Like now, forget about it in the future. You know, DeMontis Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox. You know, that starting five, Harrison Barnes is
Keegan Murray a
player.
Starter.
Keegan Murray, yes. I think he's a power forward. It's really good right now. I mean, like, forget about, you know, in the future. I think they're really good, and I think they win the series in seven. I think offensively they've been fantastic this year. And with the Warriors, I don't know. I think it's one of their lukewarm seasons, and typically they don't really do very well in those sort of seasons, including, you know, a loss to the Lakers in the play, and just, you know, kind of struggled in seasons like this, and I think that kind of continues right here. So.
Yeah, Mike's got the Warriors in six. He says, sorry, D-Fox. I have the Warriors in seven, unfortunately, because I do like the Kings. They are, it's a fun story. You know, they finally made the playoffs and for the first time, what was it, 17 seasons. And it's a good team. Like, they didn't just barely make the playoffs. They're the three seed. They were great all season long. I just think that come playoff time, when you look at the playoff experience, I think DeMontis Sabonis has like the most, and we're talking about the Pacers. I don't know how many times he made it with the Pacers. So I think that inexperience is going to hurt them, especially for the fact...
Harrison Barnes, I guess.
But. Oh, yeah, I did forget about Harrison. I forgot he's on that team. A little career renaissance for him. But they're the worst defense in the NBA, right? Or at least one of the worst defenses in the NBA. So as good as they are offensively... mean, we're talking about, you know, the Warriors who have been here before. It's still the same core, and they're a little bit younger, too. So I think that the Warriors' experience and ability to kind of clamp down in the playoffs plays a factor in this one, and they win in seven. Last game in the West of the first round, Grizzlies, the 2 seed versus the 7 seed Lakers. At least for me, I think you were the same way, and yep. I believe Mike was also the same way. So we all have Grizzlies v. Lakers. Obert, what you got?
I'm taking the Lakers. I got the Lakers over the Grizzlies in 6. I really respect the Grizzlies, and you know, I think they're very talented, and in the past I've, you know, said that I think the Grizzlies will go very far. And if they get through the series, I still think that, but I don't think they can. I think, you know, LeBron James, Anthony Davis is a really solid team, and, you know, their role players have really stepped up down the stretch. They're playing as good a basketball as pretty much any team in the West right now. I think that, you know, listen, Grizzlies very talented, but LeBron James, I think he's going to be the best player on the court, and I think it'll be tough for the Grizzlies to overcome that. And when you have a, you know, second player who's playing a lot better ever since kind of a disappointing first half of the season where he experienced some injuries, like Anthony Davis, I think this team can make some serious noise in the playoffs, and they do by beating the Grizzlies in the first round.
Is this a little painful for you, having to pick against the Grizzlies
God
this early?
No, I will be rooting as hard as I can for LeBron James and the Lakers.
Yeah, but you know, when you would have rather than played somebody else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have, but I mean, who? Like, the Kings, I wouldn't have rather. I mean, maybe I would have rather than played because it would have been easier for LeBron, but like, every team except for the Nuggets, you know, I respect the Grizzlies. I respect
that's
the Kings,
fair.
You know.
That's so fair. Mike has the Lakers. He says, easy claps. Grizzlies got like 4 bitches on that squad.
God.
He didn't give me a number, so I'm just going to assume sweep.
He said easy claps. We'll say 5.
He does not like gentleman the Grizzlies. That is not hater. A secret. So, listen, Ja is fine in the West. Grizzlies are going to sweep the Lakers.
I feel like we haven't considered that Ja is fine in the West.
Psych! That's not going to happen. I got the Lakers in 6. You said it. They're just playing really good ball right now. You know, D'Lo was a great addition. Anthony Davis, if he can stay healthy, has been playing really good. LeBron's getting back to 100%. AR-15, Austin Reeves, how about him? Getting MVP chance. The addition of Jared Vanderbilt works out really well for them. I just really like what they did at the deadline. It was a complete revamp of the team midseason, and it's worked out really well for them. As for the Grizzlies, I'm just not a fan of them, right? I was low on them to start the season. I think I picked them to finish 7th in the West. They finished 2nd. It is what it is, but you know, Ja is not fine, contrary to popular belief. And I think that they've got this like fake guy tough attitude, and that shows in the playoffs. Like, you can be fake guy tough. LeBron James has been here. He's done that before, and, yep. and you have to be real guy tough, and they're just not. Let's go over to the East now. We got the Bucks. I believe you have the Raptors? I think we all have the Bucks-Raptors. Yes. Bucks-Raptors, 1v8. What you got?
I got the Bucks in 5. Only reason why it's 5 is Raptors steal a game at home. Like I said, I think they play well there. Nick Nurse might have something cooking, and I think we might have seen this series in the past. Can't remember. But as it is, I'm going to take the Bucks to win pretty easily. They're a much better team. Have been this entire season. So I think that continues.
Mike's got the Bucks in 4. This is going to be easier than banging a porn star, he says.
Wow.
Has he done it?
Yeah, that's what I would like to know.
Interesting. I got the Bucks over the Raptors in 4. If the Bucks are fully healthy, there is no way this Raptors team is stealing a game from them. That is my personal opinion. I don't think the games are going to be relatively that close, especially with the way Drew Holiday's been playing lately.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a little blast from the past, Fountain of Youth type stuff for big old Drew. We got the next game is the Cavs-Knicks. Oh, 4v5. In my opinion, the most exciting series, or the series I'm most excited for in the first round. Tell me why you picked the Cavs in 4.
Cavs in 5, actually. Oh. I gave the Knicks 1. Cavs have been playing well. There was none of, you know, last year's kind of woes in the second half of the season. Not a lot of, I guess, like late season jitters to make a playoff run. It just felt like, you know, more natural, and we were playing a lot better. And I think this continues, you know, in the playoffs. I think the Knicks have been playing seriously as good a basketball as anybody since the All-Star break. But there is a bit of a, you know, I think talent differential. I think we are a little bit more talented. I think, you know, we're younger, which, you know, maybe hurts us a little bit, but at the end of the day, didn't play well against his team in the regular season. But I think with how much our season is being built up to the playoffs, I think it's enough to get this series wrapped up pretty easily against a team that's really good, but I don't think is quite as good as us. I think they steal maybe like a game three, but I think we win in five.
Mike says that the NBA makes a last second change and the Trailblazers are swapped for the Cavs and the Trailblazers sweep the Knicks. I don't know.
For Mike.
the Cavs win in seven. He says they're going to have to sweat this one, probably cry a couple times. Wow. I also have the Cavs in seven. You've mentioned this to me a bunch of times. The Knicks have kind of had your number in the regular season. I think they were 3-1 against you. Yes. I do think that lack of playoff experience is a big thing. And I think that, for the most part, you know, it's as a team because they all have their individual playoff experience. But, you know, adding Jalen Brunson, having Julius Randle, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of mesh when, you know, the pressure's on. And Tibbs is running you 48 minutes.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I guess it's not different from the regular season. So they're conditioned.
Yeah. No subs. No subbing.
But Donovan Mitchell, as much as I, you know, hated on him, in previous seasons, has really turned it around this year in terms of his efficiency. And if he can score at the same clip that he did, you know, the last time the Jazz were in the playoffs, with the efficiency that he's shooting at this year, the Cavs are going to be a scary team. So I'm going to take them in seven. I do think that, this is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. But I think the Cavs get it done at home, game seven. And they blow them out of the water. It's not even a fun game seven. It's one of those where it's just like the anticipation is building, and then the Cavs come out on a 25-6 run, and it's
a little Mav Suns last year.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. 76ers, the 3 seed, taking on the surprise 6 seed Nets. After the trade deadline, I thought they were going to fall off. A lot of people did, and they didn't. Shout out Mikal Bridges. What you got in this one?
I got the 76ers in 4. I think it's a clean sweep. The Nets are still a talented team. They're still decent. I think if this roster had been together from the beginning of the season, they're probably a play-in team still. Forget about the whole Kevin Durant stuff. But as it is, they're not close to the 76ers team. I think this is a clean sweep. I'm not just saying this because I think the Nets are frauds or something. I really don't. I think they would be an 8 or a 9 this roster next year.
I think they could beat the Bulls, right? So,
but at the end of the day, it's a much better 76ers team and one that's playing well. So I got the 76ers. I think James Harden plays well in this playoff run. I really do. And I'm going to take the 76ers in a straight sweep.
Mike says Sixers in 5. How the fuck did the Nets even do this? Well, I'll tell you, Mike, they had Kevin Durant for the first half of the season. That's how they did this. I also have the 76ers in 5. Even though I do think that they're a vastly superior team and they probably got the best draw of anyone outside of the Bucks, I still think that, you know, Mikal Bridges, with the way he's been playing, you know, I think that it's good enough to steal a game. I also think that if, what's his name? The Nets coach.
Do not remember.
It's like French, I think.
Jacques Vaughn.
Yeah, Jacques Vaughn. If he plays Cam Thomas, is putting up 55 one game and they're going to win. But he thinks that Cam Thomas is a ball hog, and I think that's why he doesn't play him. Fair. 76ers in 5, though. They're just a really talented team. They got a lot of playmakers. They really do. They're a team not many people are talking about, but I can imagine. I know where you're going to go with them. last one, Celtics Heat. For me and you, Mike's got Celtics Hawks, which is a little bit of an interesting matchup. What do you want, or what do you have in your Celtics Heat matchup?
I'm taking the Celtics in 6. This was a really close series last year, which the Celtics barely won, but did win. And I think something similar happens-ish. It's a little bit more comfortable for the Celtics, and they win again, end it in South Beach. But at the end of the day, I think this is a tougher matchup for the Celtics. Really physical, like you said, a strong defense, an Eric Spoelstra sort of team, and one that really typically, you know, has very strong showings in the playoffs. So I would be surprised if the Celtics just walk all over this team, but I do think they win this series by in 6.
Mike has the Celtics over the Hawks in 5. says Trae Young is only good in the garden. I think he's right, but which makes me question how they even got to this point. But it's beside the point. I also have the Celtics in six. The Heat are a 16-game team or a 16-game season team, right? They're made for the playoffs. Jimmy Butler is made for the playoffs. They know how to, you know, grit and grind them their way to wins. They'll win games 91-86 in the playoffs, and they're very comfortable doing that. But because the Celtics have played this team before and have struggled, I think they're going to learn, right? They're gonna use that knowledge from last year into this season, and it's not going to be as much of a struggle, right? I think they win in six. I think they do it pretty, you know, about as comfortable as you can win a six-game series. because I do think that the Heat are a tough out in the playoffs. But, you know, I think that, you know, the games the Celtics win are relatively easy.
Yes.
It's one of those, it's like, it's like one of those series where every game you win, you do it in blowout fashion, but every game you lose, it's a 1-2 point
pleasure beater.
Exactly. Yeah. So now we go into the second round. We're going to go back over to the West, and I think you have Nuggets Suns.
Yep.
So you want to give me your Nuggets Suns prediction?
Yes.
So
I have Suns over Nuggets in seven. Again, not a huge believer in the Nuggets. I think that they're playing good basketball. Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, Michael Porter Jr. But, you know, even with that sort of, you know, starting five in the past, the farthest they've gone is Western Conference Finals, I guess. And maybe you would say that, oh.
That was the bubble, right?
Yeah. Michael Porter Jr. didn't play very well in that series. Whatever. But, you know, it's not, you know, a huge, you know, game-changing upgrade. So I think that this is kind of the same sort of Nuggets team in the playoffs, and I think they get beat by, you know, like I said, probably the best built team in the NBA right now, the Phoenix Suns.
Mike has the Nuggets in seven. He said KD's nappy ass head ain't saving them this time. CP0 rings continues.
Wow.
That is quite the...
you know, it was interesting to see where he would go, because he can't take the Suns because he hates CP0, which, fine, you know, there's a lot to hate, but at the end of the day, it's like, how do you deny the Suns team is legit? You know, I don't know.
I found a way to do it when we were doing our post-trade. I did it. But I'm going to flip it this time. Since they're not playing the Mavericks, they're going to beat the Nuggets in five games. I just think that the Nuggets are kind of... I'm going to be honest. I think they're a little bit fraudulent, right? When you put Jokic out there, how the hell are you supposed to guard this five-man lineup from the Suns? I just don't get it. He can't stop DeAndre Ayton. There's no way that's going to happen. And you have KD out there who's 7 feet and can, you know, hit any shot on the floor at a 50% clip. I just think that they offer too many matchup problems for the Nuggets, and they win this game. You know, there's going to be, I think all the games are relatively close. But I think that the Suns, you know, always get the bounce of ball plays. You know, whether it be a last second shot and out of bounds, I think it just goes the Suns' way and they win in five. Next series, you have Kings Lakers.
Yep.
Mike's got Lakers Warriors, and so do I. So Kings Lakers.
Another painful one for me, but I'm going Lakers in six. I really like this Kings team, but not as much as I love LeBron. I'm going to take the Lakers to go to the Western Conference Finals. This almost reminds me of, like, you know, 2018 Cavs runs or 2017, whatever, where LeBron, you know, literally put teams on back, on his back, and, you know, was kind of playing some younger, more inexperienced playoff teams. The Pacers was the first round. Can't remember the second round. Oh, Raptors was the second round. And then, obviously, Celtics and the ECF. I think this kind of, you know, feels a little bit Cavs-Raptors to me. I think the Kings, you know, against a LeBron James-led Lakers team, it's like, holy cow. And I think they get beat in six games. I think they're very good, which is the reason why they win two games, but not as good as the Lakers show.
Mike's got the Lakers over the Warriors in five. He said there's going to be no baddies courtside. So Jordan Poole does not go off. Although you're in L.A., I don't know.
Yeah.
You're in L.A. / the Bay Area. I don't know how there's no baddies.
It's true.
That feels wrong, but that's beside the point. I have the Lakers over the Warriors in seven games. This is more so just for me personally and my fantastical brain. I would like LeBron to come back from 3-1 again against the Warriors. That would be really cool.
Because awesome.
Then we could bury Steph two times over and we could shit on Draymond again.
Yes. I would love that so much.
So that would be really cool. I do think the Lakers are going to win win this series, regardless of how many games it is. I just really would like another 3-1 comeback. Preferably, though, maybe just win it in five games, just so that we don't have to sweat it out. But, you know, the creative side of me can dream a little bit. Lakers in seven, they're just a better team, playing better basketball right now. Warriors can't win on the road. To be honest with you, I don't know how they win the first series, having to play on the road, but they find a way. Yeah, Lakers, the Lake Show continues, right? Austin Reeves, MVP WCF. Chance. Okay, now we're on to the East, and I believe your Bucks Cavs. I think Michael's Bucks Cavs as well. And we're all Celtics. I think the East is all the same. We all have the top four seats.
Yes.
So that's good. Bucks Cavs, go.
I'm taking the Bucks in six. This one hurts. I would love to take the Cavs, but I'm going to be realistic here. Listen, we fare really well against this team matchup-wise. I actually see us taking games 2 and 4, but then getting beaten in games 5 and 6. So even for a second, it looks like, oh, wow, we got a really good chance of winning this thing, but turns out not to be. And so I think, listen, Bucks are just, you know, way more experience. You know, they have a player that is, you know, way better than any of ours, as good as Donovan Mitchell has been. You know, Giannis is Giannis, you know, and he is an absolute matchup nightmare that, you know, when the Bucks need a bucket, it's Giannis, and it's no question about it. It's going to be tough for us to stop him. But like I said, I think we take two games away from him, but overall get beat.
Mike has the Bucks in seven. He says, although I want to be biased, I just want to have some good predictions for once. It's fair. I have the Bucks in five. I just think that this Bucks team is on a mission right now. I said it for their first round game. I think when they're healthy, they're the best team in basketball, and everything points to them being healthy. They're deep on the bench, which is crazy to think about for a team that is that good. Brook Lopez is playing, I think, the best basketball he's played in his entire career, and he's what, 35 years old?
Yep.
It just feels like, you know, this team's got it all together. They got all the pieces they need. You know, when you talk about people on the bench that can score. And I don't even think Giannis has that great of a series, because you got a guy like Evan Mobley who can offer, you know, some challenges for him defensively. I think it's going to be Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday that are just absolutely going, you know, ham. And Chris Middleton probably averages 33 points a game for this series. I just think he's very tough to guard when he is, you know, hitting his shots. We've seen it before. When Chris Middleton's hot, he's hot, especially in the playoffs. So, yeah, unfortunately, as much as I will be, you know, pulling for your Cavaliers, I think that the Bucks beat them in five games. You want to go to the 2v3?
Yeah, I'm taking the 76ers over the Celtics in seven. I believe everything I believed at the beginning of the season, middle of the season. I think the 76ers...
doesn't change. You're not wavering.
Has not changed. This 76ers team is like that. It's hard for me to believe a team with almost this much talent just, you know, struggles and you know, doesn't perform in the playoffs and goes way under expected. Yeah. It's like, how? You know, I think having this many scoring options with Harden and Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, it's very good. And then, you know, defensively, you're able to play defense. I just think this is, I don't know how they haven't made more runs in the past. I think James Harden sort of puts his demons to bed, and I think they win this series in seven against a team that, you know, looked really good in the East last year, so it won't be easy. Yeah. Celtics are legit, but I'm taking the 76ers.
To answer your question, I don't know how, I don't know why, but it's Doc.
Yep, playoff. Just, a lot of playoff folks.
Lot. Mike says, Sixers in six, James Harden's fat.
Nice, Mike.
What?
I said, nice, Mike.
He says, James Harden's fat by slim ass, going to average 50 against Deuce Tatum's dad.
Nice.
Yeah, you like that analysis?
I like it.
I got the Sixers in seven as well.
Cool.
As much as, you know, Robert Williams is a stopper right inside, nobody's been able to stop Joel Embiid. Find me somebody that can stop Joel Embiid. You can't. He is literally the, in my personal opinion, he is the MVP this year. Yep. I think it should be in everybody's opinion. Dude is on another level with his game. And when you talk about how well James Harden is playing, even, you know, Tyrese Maxey coming into his own, still having Tobias Harris as a reliable, you know, third or fourth scorer. I really just don't know how the Celtics are going to be able to match up with this team. I think seven's a little generous too, but it shows, you know, the amount of respect that I have for the Celtics this season. They are a good team, as, you know, they might not be next year, Grant Williams and Jaylen Brown both being gone. We'll see what happens with that. But this year, you know, it's an unfortunate end to their season, given how good they were. You know, we're the number one seed for a lot of the year. But 76ers just offer a challenge they really can't figure out.
Yep.
We're going to go to the Western Conference Final now, huh? How about it? You got, hold on, you got Lakers, Suns. I think Mike also has, no, Mike has Nuggets, Lakers. That's you, he was the one that was different. I have Suns, Lakers as well.
I have Suns over Lakers in five. I think that as good as LeBron is and as good as, you know, he's playing, if it is 2018, this is kind of like the Warriors pretty much. you know, it isn't the Celtics because that Celtics team wasn't nearly this good, but it is the Warriors. I mean, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, it's a handful. Yep. And one that, you know, as good as LeBron is, he probably can't handle. Not with this roster and, you know, and Anthony Davis is a great player, but, you know, he is not, you know, the talent that Kevin Durant is. So it presents a very difficult challenge for the Lakers and one that they just get blown away by. I think the Suns win in five. Like I said, reminds me of the 2018 NBA Finals. I think the Lakers outplay the Suns for one game. Don't know which one. But other than that, it will be, you know, a barnstorm.
Mike's got the Lakers over the Nuggets in seven games. He says the Lakers are scarier this year than walking in on your grandma changing.
That is, and you know what? That's really scary. That's scary. So, scary than that is.
Mike did also want me to let you know that he was completely biased in his pick of the Lakers.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
So I have
taken to the WCF, but hey, I actually
think
apologize.
I actually think they're good.
Why not?
So, like you, though, I have them losing in the Western Conference Finals. I got the Suns in six, though. So I do think that the Lakers are able to take an extra game. Maybe it's game five to prolong their inevitable, you know, death. I think it's just tough because LeBron's going to have to guard Kevin Durant, and I just don't think at this stage of his career he's capable of doing that at a high enough level to stop the Suns. And there might be, you know, possessions where LeBron looks like the old LeBron, where he's 28 years old and locking up everybody in the NBA. But what, he's 37, 38 years old now?
37.
And Kevin Durant's playing some of the best ball he's ever played. It's just, it's tough. And I think that, I think that given all of that, as well as the Lakers have played and will play in this playoffs.
Now.
Yeah. To me, it feels like it's inevitable. I think the Lakers, you know, even if they, you know, don't win or make it to the Western Conference Finals and make it to the second round, I think inevitably it's going to come to an end before the finals. I just don't think they have the firepower there to quite be able to do that. Unfortunately, for them, for themselves, but the Suns do move on to the finals. So we both have the Suns. Mike's got the Lakers. And I think we had the same exact conference finals on both sides. We had Bucks, right? Sixers and Suns Lakers. That's crazy how it works, but you want to give me your take on Bucks Sixers?
Yes, I'm taking the 76ers over the Bucks in six. I think that I don't know who's going to guard Joel Embiid. Probably doubt it will be Giannis. I think it'll probably be Brooke Lopez, which sounds crazy, but it's like
he is. Listen,
it's center on center.
He's a rim protector, right?
Yeah, I would be surprised if
maybe
it would be a very weird matchup if Giannis was guarding. It would be like Lopez would have to guard somebody who's like, I guess, PJ Tucker, but putting Lopez on the wing like that would be, you know, out of this world. But who knows?
No.
I think that the 76ers get the job done fairly easily. I think Joel Embiid in six games. I think Joel Embiid is the best player in basketball right now. I think he has been absolutely fantastic in the regular season. His scoring ability, passing ability, playmaking ability, it's been really good.
No, I'm just reading Mike's reasoning for this, and it just clicked. It just clicked for me.
Yeah, he's crazy, but I think Joel. He is, as far as abilities go, fantastic. Defensively, he's big and fast. Doesn't have the explosiveness that Giannis does, but has more size, and, you know, because of that, almost presents more of a offensive challenge for defenses. And I think the 76ers have the best player on the court in this series. I think Joel Embiid outplays Giannis, and that gets them the job done. I think both supporting casts are very good, probably similar. And it's going to come down to who has a better series. Joel has never been to an NBA Finals. He really needs this for his legacy, to be quite frank. And I think he gets it done in six games.
Mike has the Bucks in six. He said Squidward's house is going to be the X factor.
Woodward's house. What is this?
In reference to Bobby Portis.
Ah,
that's okay. that's why I was laughing. I was like, because I was like, when I read that the first time, I was like, I don't know what that means. And I read it again. I was like, oh, yep, I got it. I have the Bucks in seven. I think it's the opposite of you. I think that Giannis and Joel Embiid kind of cancel each other out, and then it's about which supporting cast has the better series. And I'm going to side with the Bucks just because they've done it in the playoffs before. As much as I love James Harden and hate how people use, you know, how he's played in the playoffs against him, like the 2018 Western Conference Finals, like that wasn't his fault that the team missed 27 straight threes, or that CP3, you know, was it sprained his hamstring or pulled it. Like, you know, I just, he has to prove it for to me that he can do, and maybe he will in the first couple of series, and I'll be singing a different tune by the time the Eastern Conference Finals rolls around. But as of now, I'm going to side, you know, with the Bucks, the team that's done it before. And I don't know who's going to guard Giannis. It's kind of the same catch 22. It's like, it's like, who's going to guard Giannis? Well, who's going to go guard Joel?
PJ Tucker. I do, but I don't know if we'll do a good enough job.
That's crazy. That is just, hey, we've seen the Heat do it before, right?
Yep.
So yeah, we'll see if it works, because I do think that is, like you, I think that this is the Eastern Conference Finals. I would be hard pressed to, I'd be shocked if it was anything other than those two teams. Yeah,
unless the Celtics play a really, really great series and they'll have to, I would be surprised.
So that means we go to the finals now. Mike's got Lakers Bucks. You got Suns Sixers. I have Suns Bucks. So we all have different finals, but
sort of similar.
But we had three of the four of our conference finals participants were all the same. The only difference was Mike had the Nuggets, which they feel like, you know, kind of like the fourth team I would pick out of the West.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. So you want to talk about your 76ers Suns series real quick?
Yeah. I think you know, two probably the best teams of basketball squaring off in the finals. I think this would be one of the best finals matchups maybe ever. And I'm going to go with my preseason prediction, the 76ers. I think it could be difficult because DeAndre Ayton could give Joel Embiid a serious test, and that could be difficult for him. But I don't know if there is any team that can match up 1 through 5 with the Suns as far as starting lineups go and present just as many difficulties offensively and defensively. I think it's probably the 76ers. You'll have Tucker against Durant. You'll have Tobias Harris against, who would they play him against? Whoever the Suns' three is.
I have no idea who their three is. Like, I was trying to think of that. I was like, I don't know.
And you'll have Maxey and Harden against two great guards.
I'm gonna go look.
And Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I think this would be just an incredible matchup. But at the end of the day, I think this is Joel Embiid's year. I think James Harden really exercises some of his demons in the playoffs. And the 76ers finally put one together, win in 7 games. I would like to see it. If it couldn't be the Cavs or Lakers. And Joel gets his first and kind of solidifies his legacy as one of, you know, the real greats in this generation, because as it is right now, you know, the big thing is Giannis and Jokic, and Embiid is kind of far away. He doesn't have an MVP, doesn't have a ring. I think he gets it both in this run and in this year.
Is it TJ Warren?
Yeah.
That sound right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because it's not Cam Johnson.
No.
Right?
No, it's
because he's gone.
TJ Warren.
Let's see. Because Torrey Craig also plays quite a bit. Just
go to their
I think it might be Torrey Craig. He plays 24. 24. Well, they don't have a dub. Oh, they do. Is this it?
Yep.
Oh. It is Josh Okogie. TJ Warren is currently out.
Oh, okay. It will be.
I'm going to look at their. I'm going to see what injuries they have.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be.
Okay, what the fuck is this, ESPN? What are we doing? Okay, hold on.
I'll just look up Suns starting five, okay? See what it says.
Yep. TJ Warren is out with an illness, but he'll be back. Yep. So, not great for the depth, though.
No.
Mike has the Lakers in six. LeBron is going to cement his legacy as the GOAT by losing the finals MVP trophy to the greatest white boy to ever walk this planet, AR-15.
Wow.
I don't know how that makes him the GOAT, but Mike said so. So, I feel inclined to believe him. I have the Bucks in six over the Suns, a little rematch from the 2021 finals, although the Suns are a little bit better this time around. Mm-hmm. With the addition of Kevin Durant. But I also think that this Bucks team is a little bit better too. I feel like Brook Lopez is playing a lot better than he was in 2021. They have Bobby Portis still. They have Pat Connaughton. They have Joe Ingles now too. I just feel like this team is loaded for another title run, and it's going to come at the expense of the Phoenix Suns yet again. This would make Kevin Durant 3-2. No, he'd be 3-3 because they lost to the Raptors, yep. Right? Yeah. So Kevin Durant would be 3-3 in the finals, and then we'd have to start to question his legacy because apparently finals losses.
Wouldn't it be 2-3? I think he only won two.
Did he only win two? Yep. 2-2. So he's only 2-3, which means we're going to have to completely question his legacy and probably move him down like 8 spots in the.
Whoa. Yeah. That's what they do with LeBron, right?
It's like, come on. Erase guys.
Those finals losses where his second best player was Mo Williams going up against, one of the greatest, dynasties ever in the San Antonio Spurs.
If it gets to this point and the Suns do lose, I think that this. It's not so much like we'll have to see how the series plays out, obviously. But in my opinion, it's not so much Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's going to get his. This would be on Devin Booker and CP0, unfortunately.
CP0 loses again with this talented roster. Woo!
And then I do think that Giannis would be Finals MVP. For the Bucks to win, I think that he has to be, which would. In my opinion, cement himself as, a top 10 player of all time. Mm. I mean, when you look at his accolades, his just complete, career list of achievements.
Two MVPs, two finals MVPs?
I think that's what it would be, yeah. And then he would be a two-time finals champ.
Yep.
I think that's I'd have to look, but certainly you'd have to think about it, right? Yeah, so I had Bucks over Suns. You had Sixers over Suns. Mike had Lakers over Bucks. So... All different.
Can't say we're chalk.
It was the same couple of teams, but we're all different. What even is the chalk? Probably
Bucks over.
Is it Bucks over Suns? Yeah, it's probably. It probably is, right? Because I know the Bucks are favored to win it all.
Maybe Bucks over Nuggets. I don't know.
No, I think it because I was looking at the odds today, and I think it went Bucks, Celtics, Suns as as the title. So it would be the Suns out of the West, which unfortunately for me, I'm chalk. It is what it is. It comes with the
predicting
territory.
What you think is going to happen. It comes with it.
And I haven't been very good at it this season in anything. So two thumbs up there. You good?
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you enjoyed. Catch you on the flip. See ya.